Chris, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 236. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How is it going tonight, fellas?
We're wound up.
That's right. Wow, or maybe I am. I don't know.
We are wound up.
Well, I'm tighter than an 8-day clock.
Oh.
Okay.
There we go.
That's tight. Never heard. Yeah, that's tight. Tighter than Dom DeLuise and spandex.
Oh, that's tight. Ooh, now that's very tight.
I heard that joke years ago, and I say that anytime I can. I love Dom DeLuise.
No,
no disrespect. No disrespect. But
I don't think he'd take
it. He was on the chubby
from
side.
From the other side. Yeah.
He was fluffy.
He was. Yeah, he was. We're having a good night. It's Wednesday night. We're recording on our typical recording night. So everything's going good. Had a good full episode recording. Mm-hmm. That was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now we got a mini. Yeah.
Was it quite tight?
Quite tight. We're doing good and doing good on time.
Yeah.
Now that you
said 9:30.
Now I can't get it out of my head, so I have to say it is a Cannonball Run. You just made me think of Cannonball Run. And, oh, I love it.
Captain Chaos.
Chaos.
No. Wait a minute. Captain.
Not Captain Caveman, but that's.
Was it Captain Chaos?
Captain Chaos, isn't it? Yeah. He'd come out and you're like,
da-da-da.
Yeah.
Had his old mask and cape.
And the ambulance and the father, forgive me. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I've seen that movie so many times. I love
so
it as
many
a kid.
Good scenes, yeah.
Great cars too.
Mm-hmm.
This is right.
Love it. And Jackie Chan was in that movie.
Yes, young Jackie. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Had all the computer digital stuff in the. I don't know what it was. Like a Nissan, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Shamar Davis. He was in. Yeah.
Yeah, babe.
I still love the one of my favorites is the when they get pulled over and she's like unzips her top and then it's a girl and she's like zip, never mind.
Oh yeah,
not gonna get out of this ticket, are you?
No, she's not. Well, yeah, we are having a good night. Sean,
yes,
let's get right to it. What are we talking about?
This is my pick, and it is the Stone House. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Nice.
So this is the Stone House. It's also called the Witch's Castle in Portland, Oregon. It is a notable example of a structure that has evolved from a utilitarian purpose into a local legend. Originally constructed in the 1930s as a park ranger station, it's basically a peace station, let's be honest, and restroom facility, see they put it in there, for hikers in the Forest Park, it was later abandoned after being severely damaged by a storm in 1962. The building, located near the site of the historic Volk Homestead, has since become a popular destination for visitors due to its unique appearance and the graffiti that now adorns its stone walls.
Interesting.
It looks like it'd be a little witch's hut, doesn't it?
It does. Yes. It does. Yeah. It certainly has a creepy look to it. And interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This Oregonian, I guess is what they're called,
mm-hmm.
It says, as a lifetime Portland resident, I must say visiting the witch's castle feels like a perfect Portland rite of passage. In this aged oddity, you'll find all the cornerstones of the city wrapped up into a single structure. Beautiful nature, interesting architecture, weird rituals, drugs, graffiti, myths, and unrealized potential. So that's how they describe it.
People made it weird, right? So it used to be a full structure where it had a roof and it had walls and all these things. And then after the damage and people started, you know, it was basically left for, you know, rot and ruin. And they were going to actually tear it down at one point. I think in the 90s, there was such a uproar and an uprising like, no, you can't do that. That's like our history there. And so they actually barred that or banned it so that they couldn't destroy it. But it is definitely nature has taken over and, you know, they had to take down the roof off of it and some of the walls. And so you're just left with the stones that are, you know, weathered and graffiti filled and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
there's only two ways to get there too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
By air, airlifted. Yeah. Airdropped.
They give where to park and how to get up there to the Witch's Castle.
Yeah, it's a trail that, like, this. It's really cool. People think, like, oh, man, I'm going to get out there. Now, in the daytime, because I saw pictures in the day and the night, daytime looks awesome. Like, oh, that's cool. But at night, it looks like the Blair Witch Project or something, man. Yeah. It would be, they said that in the 80s, it was popular for kids to go out there and camp and drink and like spook each other out. So that's where they started calling it. It sounds like the Witch's Castle.
Yeah, they nicknamed
70s, 80s, kind of. Yeah. They started talking about it like that.
Yeah, I think the, what to say, Forest Park is huge with over 80 miles of trails.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I don't know how many miles it takes to hoof it to the stone house.
I think it's a pretty good little jaunt, if you can call it a jaunt.
The shortest hike starts at the Wildwood Trailhead at Mackley Park parking lot. From there, follow the popular Wildwood Trail for about 0.6 miles one way, straight to the stone house. So it's not too bad.
No. The other one's about 3/4 mile walk. Mm-hmm.
That's still not that bad.
No.
So had you guys, and I don't know if you saw that, so do you guys know who Danford Balch is?
Is he the one that built it?
He is the one. Here's what's strange.
I saw his name, but I can't remember what.
I watched videos on this because I had to get it straight because it's very confusing. So Danford Balch's actual history that happened in Oregon. And it is, and this house gets connected to it, but it has nothing to do with it. The Balch family never lived here. They didn't build it, nothing. But over time, it is basically this area is steeped in such lore and legend that they say you can't tell this Danford Balch without thinking about the witch, you know, witch's house and stone house. So, but just, it's just very, very funny. I think that's also how they like ended up fighting for it to not be torn down. So it says local lore surrounding the site includes a dramatic 19th century tale involving Danford Balch. So he was, when they started selling land in Oregon, he was the first person to purchase land there in Portland. Mm-hmm. And he allegedly shot Mortimer Stump in the face with a double barreled shotgun after refusing his daughter Anna's marriage to Stump. Leading to Balch's eventual execution in 1859, and it was the first legal execution in Oregon. So apparently he had told, so his daughter started dating this guy and, or, you know, run around, and she basically told her dad, hey, and her mom, you know, we're going to get married. And dad said, basically over my dead body. And so then they ran away to Washington where his family was at and, you know, were eloped and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And he basically was, they say Danford sound like a bit of a drunk, whether he was drinking before or whether he just got drunk because he was so upset. But he, in a drunken rage, took a shotgun. He said that he took the shotgun because he didn't know what was going to happen. He might have to defend himself. Well, he was drunk, ends up shooting the guy in the face and killing him. And so this whole like terrible tragedy is part of the legends and lore in Oregon. It actually did happen. But like I said, and then they say the funny thing is people act like this is the old, you know, Balch family house. And it's like, no, it's not. It has nothing to do with Dan. But it's all, like I said, if you're from Oregon and you're from, you know, Portland especially, they say that this is just part of it. So it says, though the story is steeped in legend, the structure itself has no actual connection to witches or the Balchs. Instead, it gained its name in the 1980s when high school students began using it as a party spot, dubbed it the Witch's Castle, as a playful moniker that stuck. It says the site is accessible via a half a mile hike from the upper Mackley parking lot, or a slightly longer 3/4 mile, like you're talking about, from the lower Mackley parking lot, with the Aspen Trail being a common route. It remains a popular destination for hikers and urban explorers, blending natural beauty with historical intrigue and youthful tradition.
Yeah, the architect of it was Ernest F. Tucker.
He's like, we need a peace station. I mean, that's what they said. It was a quote-unquote rest station or a little restroom area.
Yeah, restroom, storage, and pavilion.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, yeah.
There have been several reports of encounters with spirits and unusual energy at the old site of the Balch Cabin. Mm-hmm. Some visitors have reported seeing strange floating lights, the presence of something malevolent, peculiar shadowy figures, and an overall feeling of unease while there. Some say that the ghosts of both Danford and Mortimer haunt the former home, while others believe it is the ghost of Mary Jane, who has been deemed the witch of the witch house. For generations, the location has been a popular nighttime hangout for local teens, as we said, and vandals. The elder locals often warn them to be careful and stay away. The ghosts of Danford Bulge or Mortimer Stump may be creeping around in the darkness, seeking their vengeance. So you got to be careful.
I'm glad you brought up Mary Jane, because so she's the wife of Danford, and they tried to tie the story into witchcraft, that she hexed him, and she's the one that said, go kill him and shoot him in the face or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, or shoot him. I don't know about the face, but... and so then they said that she basically, after, you know, her husband was killed, she, you know, fled to this witch's house, and that was her, you know, that's where she was at. So that's part of the folklore of it,
right?
Which is kind of cool and kind of interesting, but not if you're Mary Jane. But yeah, they turned her into a witch, basically.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it'd be kind of cool to see, just mm-hmm. to, you know, just to check out. I wouldn't like spend hours there, but,
I don't know if you had to walk around it, you might. And again, it's probably going to be a lot different in the day as opposed to the evening. And that's what's interesting. And they say, you know, a lot of the people that have reported things out there, but people have said in the daylight too, that they see weird stuff out there. But I'm telling you, anytime you're out in nature, you know, if you're not drinking enough, mm-hmm. if it's dark, you're probably going to see some stuff. There's wildlife out there, mm-hmm. you know, like.
Well, and your mind plays tricks on you.
It does. Yeah,
it's true.
Mm-hmm. Not to say that there could be hauntings in this area.
Did either of you say anything about the phantom flushing toilets?
No.
No, I don't even think I ran across that.
No, what about the phantom flushing toilets?
Just some perceived eerie sounds of phantom flushing toilets.
Huh. Well, that'd be a little
interesting.
Yeah. Spooky dookie.
Now, I think that I was going to say, now that might be our first instance of, of haunted toilets. Sounds terrifying, actually.
The haunted.
I know how to scare them.
Keep your cover your butt, right? Right. What?
That would be.
There's not even a toilet in here. I heard it flush.
I do have a and I know it happens in parts of the world, but like snakes coming out of the toilet, like I it's not something I think about very often, but if you
I
ever
was gonna th- say what
like
you-
checking the toilet, like especially down in Florida, I'd be like, I'm gonna check in this toilet, just make sure there's no snake in there. That'd be like the worst, right?
That would be the worst,
kind of the worst.
That would be, yeah, I wouldn't like that. What else we got on the stone house? Or witch's castle, whatever.
It went out of that family's favor. It went through different, families that owned the property, because it's a lot of property there that the Bulge family owned, and then it ended up in Portland's like ownership. So the city owned it, and then that's why they wanted to develop into, you know, parks and trails and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's interesting that, you know. It is. It's just part of their lore. And I've never been to Portland before. I'd love to go. I've known a few people from there, and they speak very highly of it. Like it is just God's country out there to go see, you know, the sights, and it's just beautiful in Oregon. So I'd love to go to Oregon. I've been to Washington. So
I'd like to go to Oregon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Portland, but
yeah,
I've been there.
Have you been to Portland?
Mm. No, not Portland, Oregon.
But Oregon. Mm. I just think of the big bridge, you know, over the big, you know, I don't know. I know enough to be dangerous there in Portland, but I can see pictures of what I think about, you know, when I think of Portland. It was not the witch's house or the stone house, was not, but it is now. So, yeah. Mm. It looks like a beautiful area.
Yeah, it does.
Hmm.
It does for sure. Anything else?
No,
but definitely, check it out. It looks very quaint. It doesn't look like some place, like I said, at night.
Yeah, it's not huge or anything. It's
no,
it's just not anything massive.
Little fun place to go.
Go out and hang out on a Friday night with the kids.
What if you're a squatter? Do you think a squatter could just take it over and make it their own? Probably not. I think Portland would probably have them evicted pretty quickly. And the entire state of Oregon would be like, no, get out. This is our witch's
house. Well, they say the kids still hang out there. They still hang out there on Friday nights.
Yeah.
Or whatever, whenever.
And I was telling you guys that there was, and I don't know much about it. I don't know if it'd be constitute another mini, but there's a witch's house in Texas, And I'm not, you know, it looks similar. I don't think it's got a, like the graffiti on it and everything, but, it's a stone structure that looks like a witch would live out there in the middle of the woods. And I heard of one in Indiana, but I don't know where it's at. It's on private property, as I understood. And this, it showed this lady like going on it and she was trying to adventure. So I couldn't find much on it. So somewhere out there, there's a witch's house. Maybe there's a witch's house in every, all 50 states. I would imagine.
Probably. Yeah.
You know?
Kind of like the lady in white. There's everybody's got a lady in white.
Everybody's got one.
Or Hell's Gate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Or Crybaby Bridge.
Yeah.
there's a Crybaby Bridge everywhere.
Maybe.
Everybody's got one of those stories, that's for sure. All right. Well, if that's all we got on the Stonehouse, let's...
We're going.
No,
yeah. You're like,
I'm not. But
that's a long way to go for a little witch's head.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not putting it on the list.
Not quite a castle. I did, it was interesting, and I think I posted it on our Facebook. They were talking about how awful it would be to live in a castle and what it was like back in the medieval times.
Oh, I saw it.
And how, like, it was so, in the cold of winter, like, the stone freezes, and you have to put down heavy furs, and you have to put down tapestries, and you know, the
multiple layers of clothing.
And beds are covered, and your head's covered, and you're still probably going to die. And anybody having to watch guard would just be, like, covered. They said they covered in oil and covered in, you know, all these furs and stuff, and they said even the most manly man would had to do it in short shifts because they would just freeze to death. It's like, oh my gosh.
And that's something I never thought of. All these years, I never thought about the conditions, weather conditions.
How bad
it would be. Castle.
Yeah, because castles, like, you think, oh, that's glorious. It's like, no, it was a whole
thing. They had fireplace basically in every room, but a fireplace can only do so much.
Yeah, well, especially,
that's what that video said, that like the fire was always burning in the kitchen, so people would congregate towards the kitchen just to stay warm, even in the middle of the night, just to survive. So yeah, that's crazy,
suck.
Isn't it?
That would it suck. It does. Just straight suck.
We think about it from like Hollywood makes it look fantastic, you know, and it's like it's not. It looks terrible. Even now, I don't know that castles are that much fun to live in, but
no.
I'd give it a try.
I'd go check them out, but I wouldn't live one.
I'd give it a try. Maybe for a day.
If it's in a warm environment, maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, Nate, help us out. What do you got for us?
Which castle? That castle. That's a wrap.
Yeah, that castle.
I do love it.
That castle right there, the one we talked about.
Why are you talking about? Why are you talking like that? I thought you wanted to.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 236 and our discussion on the Stone House or the Witch's Castle. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.